The First Europeans. The first Europeans to come to Illinois were probably Louis Joliet, a French explorer, and Father Jacques Marquette, a missionary, traveling from Canada in 1673. The French built a few missions and trading outposts, and some traders intermarried with the native people. France lost Illinois to Britain after the French and Indian War ended in 1763. The British restricted settlement there to preserve the land for Native Americans, but a few traders and settlers pushed into the area anyway. The Ordinance of 1787 made Illinois part of the U.S. Northwest Territory. After the War of 1812, the government drove out the Native Americans who had fought against the U.S., opening the way for more settlers. The first settlers avoided the wide, open prairies because they believed that if no trees grew there, the ground was not very fertile. Yet the prairies were covered with tall, thick grasses. Even so, occasionally they were burned by sweeping fires. Early settlers stayed near the woods and rivers, where they cleared a spot to farm, cut timber to build their homes and fences, and used the rivers to transport their crops to market. Prairie life called for new kinds of farming. Though many of the settlers came from the South, they did not build plantations, and slavery was generally illegal. Corn became the most important crop in Illinois, and farmers found that it did even better than wheat or cotton in the fertile prairie soils.